Okay, hello everybody. Today on Tuesday of the week of Sesame Tshuva with the Tshuva thought for the day. So yesterday, the last 2 days, we were talking about the last point in Shaar Tshuva, Shaar Aleph, Nun Beis. And it says over there, the Chuv Dalet Dvorim, 24 things, Hama'akim es Hatshuva, that would stop a person or disturb a person from doing Tshuva. And we'll talk about that a little bit later. We saw the first two, and that was Rechilus, to cause bad feelings between people, and Loshon Hara, to talk negative things about a person. The third thing that is brought over there, and that is Baal Chemo. Baal Chemo is someone who gets angry. So the truth is that we all have that. The question is, if somebody works on himself and tries to not to get upset, but everyone is human and we're not in the level of humbleness of Hillel HaZaken, so it happens here and there that the person gets annoyed. But the Baal Chemo is that, like, that's the way I am, this is who I am, and when something bothers me, I get angry, I get annoyed, so that is a Baal Chemo. So to also with a Baal Loshon Hara, the Mefarshim explained that is somebody who always talks Loshon Hara, that he likes to do that, he's always involved in that. But somebody tries to be careful, but here and there he slips and he makes a mistake, that is a different level. Now, a Baal Chemo, somebody who is always angry, gets annoyed, upset, disturbed. So really that is connected with apikosus, that is connected with a limit in his belief in Hashem. Because what is kas? Kas is that something did not go the way I planned, the way I wanted, the way I hoped. So it didn't go the way I wanted, so I'm upset, I'm angry. So the point is that shows that I am the one who is calling the shots, and I want life to go a certain way. And if life does not go the way I want it to go, I'm getting upset. So that is, if somebody would have emunah, he would really believe in Hashem, and he would live with his belief, then he would know that, like, I can have thoughts, and I can have plans, and I can have wants and wishes and hopes, but Hashem might do things in a different way, and I'm going to believe in Hashem and accept it willingly and lovingly, and I know that everything Hashem is doing is for the best. So if something happens not the way I want it, so then rather than getting upset at Mr. A that did something that I didn't want, I have to really turn to Hashem and say, like, okay, Hashem, I thought something else and I planned something else, but I see that you planned this, so I'm going to accept it, ba'avo, lovingly, and finished. So comes out that somebody's bekas, there's something missing, lacking in his emunah. Also, somebody's bekas is going together with gaiva, with haughtiness. If a person would be very humble, and he would feel humble in front of Hashem, humble in front of other people, and then something doesn't go his way, so he wouldn't have the chutzpah to get bekas, like, who am I to get bekas? So, and we know that kas and gava are two things that the Rambam, when he brings all the different midos, all the different character traits, so he says that the person has to have a shvil hazohov, should be in the middle, not too much to the right, not too much to the left. So everything should be like b'derech hamamutza, in the golden path, the middle way. But when he talks about gava, about haughtiness, and when he talks about kaas, so there he says that the person has to go away from those things totally. Why? Because kaas and gavo, that is in that shows that the person does not have emunah shleima. So, okay. So let's say a person comes home and they made up that he and his wife, they want to go out in the evening. And so supper is going to be prepared and the children are going to be ready for bed. So they can finish everything in an hour and then they can go out. And he comes home and there's no food and the children are not prepared and the homework is not done and everything is totally different than it was planned. So it's for sure a good reason to get annoyed and upset. But on the other hand, our avoda in that case would be to realize everything is in Hashem's mind. And even if somebody, if a human being is doing something to me which is not what I want, I have to understand that that's also in Hashem's mind. Hashem is running the world, and probably something came up, and the wife had a hard time, or she had a hard day, or with the kids, or whatever it is, and that's why it did not go as it was as planned. And let's say the father comes home, and he's dealing with the children, doing the homework, and they don't know what they're supposed to know, they didn't listen to class so carefully, they're playing around, and they broke a glass, etc., etc. So there are a lot of reasons to get annoyed. And if somebody lives with emunah and with humbleness, he knows everything is in Hashem's mind. And a lot of times things happen not in the way that the person wants, in order that he should, that Hashem is pushing him to work on being more tolerant, more understanding, and to work on his emunah. So if we'll do our part, so Be'ez Hashem, Hashem will help us with being able to make tshuva and living with emunah and getting closer to Hashem. So that is for today. Be'ez Hashem, the other things will go much faster. So that is a tshuva thought for today. Wishing everyone Baruch Hatzlucha and a good and blessed day. Kol tov, bye-bye.